This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The city of Austin recently received a letter renewing its membership in C40. That's an international group of cities committed to addressing climate change. Cities in C40 are considered leaders in combating climate change and have agreed to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement at the local level. Austin's working to have all city facilities, fleets, and operations carbon neutral by 2020 and to have overall net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The city also wants to manage the effects of climate change that have already happened. Mayor Steve Adler told me recently the city's making good progress, but still has work to do.
The biggest hurdle for us in the short term, when you look at our carbon footprint, is with energy generation, which is why we're so focused on renewability, why we're so focused on electrification of fleets, because transportation is the second big area for us, and really where we need to make up as much ground as we can over the next 10 years or so is in transportation. So we're putting more and more charging stations all over the city, working with Capital Metro and with city governments and county governments, and to have electric fleets and making it really easy for people to have electric cars. And that's where our focus will be over the next 10 years.
There are several sort of sub-goals and markers along the way to meet getting to 2050. One of those is making all City of Austin facilities, fleets, and operations carbon neutral by 2020. How is that particular goal coming?
I think we're doing well on our local goals, well on our generation goals. There was a time when Austin would enter into renewable contracts for renewable energy generation, and we paid a premium for those contracts. It was really important for Austin and other cities and large utilities to engage in that, because that's what funds the advances in technology. And now we're seeing the return. The most recent contracts we've entered into for solar and wind actually are a better deal than trying to create gas or new fossil fuel plants. Every time we've been entering into these most recent contracts, we actually lower the rate as projected long term for customers of our utility. So the city's doing well with respect to its goals, but boy, I tell you, it needs to. Because so many other cities are not participating yet, so many countries are not following through yet, and with what's happening at the national level in the United States, it really is going to require cities to step up.
There was an update in March of this year about the city's particular goal and said that in order to meet the 2020 goal, even though there had been significant progress, that carbon offset purchases would be needed.
Well, certainly that's one way to meet the goals. And you prefer not to do that if you can avoid that. But it's really important that cities like Austin step up and do meet those goals with whatever it is that works to improve the overall carbon footprint in the world. And we'll continue to push and escalate as best we can. But that option remains open.
What does the city ask citizens to do on a daily basis?
There's just lots of stuff that we can all do individually, you know, beginning with conserving electricity, turn out the lights when you leave a room, to compost, to recycle, to walk places, to take buses as opposed to everybody driving in a car by themselves. There are a lot of individual choices, none of which by themselves will change the course of humanity, but collectively, it's going to be necessary for us to save the world.
What plans does the city have to manage and mitigate what has already started happening, what is likely to increase from the climate change effects that we're already feeling?
So there's extra attention and resources that are being put against wildfire management and containment and resiliency. Extra money put in this most recent budget that we approved. We're looking at a water plan for the next 100 years that the city just passed that can help us deal with droughts with respect to the flooding in our community. We just had a water boil incident, and we're now doing the planning and the analysis of what gave rise to that situation. Goodness knows we're going to run into problems in the future that we haven't anticipated or planned for. Best we not repeat the ones that we've already seen. So wildfires and droughts and flooding in the city are all things that we're trying to become more and more resilient about. You know, it's very, very real to people I meet at international meetings, including some in the Pacific Islands who are losing their countries as water levels rise. It's not an esoteric theoretical conversation to many people in the world, and it shouldn't be for us either.